Hello.
Hi, am I speaking to Timothy? Timothy? Hello? This is Abigail with Archstop Fiber.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Sorry.
Hi, am I speaking to Timothy Tulich?
It's just a scenario, it's a Greek one.
Yes, you are.
I'm calling as it relates to you sending a request from Archstop Fiber. You're checking on the availability.
For the network?
Yeah, the internet service.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Completely confused. I forgot all about this. Yes, I was checking on it. Yeah.
Okay. So, you for your address, at 23 Cutter Hill Road, services would be fully available on October 31st.
October 31st. Okay.
So we can sign you up for service now, and then on that date, we'll give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation.
Okay.
Is it okay?
It kept telling me no. That it kept telling me it wasn't available.
Yeah, so it is, it's going to be available by October 31st.
Okay.
Do you want me to sign you up for service?
Yes, I would.
And what service are you interested, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
1 gig.
Are you interested in getting any landline services?
No.
All right, and just to confirm the address once more, 23 Cutler Hill Road, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Correct. Cutler.
Do you rent or own your current property?
I own.
Do you know if your utility wires are through the air or under the ground?
They are in the air.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes.
It's different?
No, it's just, I'm sorry. I thought you said, is it the same? I said, yes, it's the same.
Okay. Well, and your first name is spelled T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Last name is C-E-L-U-C-H.
Yes.
And your email address is chefceluch@yahoo.com?
Yes.
The number I called you from, is that your primary phone number?
Yes.
How may we contact you prior to installation? Phone, email, or text?
Text.
Okay, let me just read you a quick disclosure for the text.
Mm-hmm.
So, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you're interested in the 1 gig. The address once more is 23 Cutler Hill Road, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property, your wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address. Archstop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in autopay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
Okay, so if you do autopay with paperless billing with your checking or savings account, it takes $10 off. If you do autopay with your credit or debit card with paperless billing, it takes $5 off. Which would you like to do?
I'm sorry, repeat those again. I was doing something else as we're speaking. So auto billing.
The autopay with your checking or savings account takes $10 off. And if you do it with your credit or debit, it's $5 off.
The $10 off is fine.
Okay, do you have your routing number handy and your account number?
I do, just a moment. Oh, actually, I thought I did. I do not have that on me at the moment. Can I just give it tomorrow or send it in an email or something? Or
yeah, you'd also be able to get your online customer account where you can also update it. It's just always important that
okay.
you do it before your installation. For your for the installation. So when we do call you on the 31st, you can just let us know that you want to do the auto pay.
Okay.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Emails.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location?
No.
Okay. So I'm just gonna read you a few disclosures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Okay.
So closer to October 31st, well, around that time, we would be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation, okay?
Alrighty.
Do you have any questions or concerns?
No, I think that's it.
All right, no problem. Well, it's my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you. You too.